You're making so much noise, Kitty. Are you all right? My goodness. Just look at you. A trembling little thing. Poor kitten. What happened? Did you have a bad dream or something? I'm taking a seat on the bed. You instantly feel the warmth of my body against yours. Almost soothing to have someone to press against, seeking out some sort of physical comfort. It's all right, Pat. Lean against me all you need. I'm here. I'll always be here for you. I've been trying to show you that all week long, you know, as I slowly earn your trust. Considering the condition I found you in, I would have thought a stray would be excited to have somewhere to call home. Starving and wet, sleeping outside without any showers. It was no way for a kitten as cute as you to be living. No. I saw you look all pathetic on the street corner, and I knew you would make the most amazing pet. It was so easy to just scoop you up in my arms and take you to your new home, a place to actually call your own. I thought you would walk in the door and make yourself right at home. Would you really rather be outside in this kind of weather, Pets? Listen to how the storm rages outside. The lightning cracking through the sky as the thunder roars. It's absolutely terrifying for a stray like yourself. You don't understand what's going on. You've already had such a big week, going from fending for yourself to this life of luxury. And it's what you deserve. If you had seen what I had seen on that corner, oh, your heart would have just melted like mine did. Oh, I just had to take you home and give you a better life. You're too cute to be dealing with things like that. The outside world isn't meant for such a precious kitten. You're meant to stay inside and be taken care of. That's really all your itty-bitty brain can understand. Mommy took you home and is giving you a much better life, right? It's going to be okay. You'll see. You'll understand eventually. Your brain is just trying to catch up with how safe your body feels here with me. It can be so confusing for a little kitty. Mommy's not upset. Mommy's willing to give you all the time and space you need in order to get adjusted. That's how much I love you. Oh, still trembling, despite me being right next to you. Oh, you poor little thing. So scared of the loud noises and the bright flashing lights. Oh, it's all right. You're going to be okay. I promise it's just a little storm. Do you want to be held? Would that help? Oh, it's okay. I've got you. I'm right here, wrapping my arms around your body. You feel me squeeze as I pull you onto my lap. Oh, that's right. Going to feel a lot safer here. Resting comfortably on my plush thighs. your head against my chest. You take in the scent of my apple honey perfume, not understanding why that smell makes you feel safe. It brings you back to all the times you would smell it in the alleyway, trying to find where that delectable scent was coming from. It reminds you a bit of home, doesn't it? No reason that should raise alarms. Mommy spent quite a lot of time walking through the alleyways on your side of town. No one ever caught my eye until I saw you. It was love at first sight, kitten. I could not believe someone would ever leave a kitten as cute as you all alone like that. I can't even fathom how long you were forced to fend for yourself. It breaks my heart. A little kitty like you was never going to make it long by yourself on the streets. You're so lucky I found you, that I scooped you up and took you in, giving you a safe place to call your own. Now you're getting to find comfort in mommy's embrace, nuzzling against me. Oh, yes. Every inhale of my scent calms you down a bit more as you find yourself feeling safer in my embrace. Despite feeling like you shouldn't be enjoying this, your body does. Desperate for some sort of comfort despite the fear rising. My gentle touch has done nothing but comfort you. I don't want to hurt you, my pet. I love you. I want to take care of you. What you should be afraid of is how careless your previous owner was with you. That's how everyone else is, kitten. Do you know what that means? It means that mommy is the only person who's going to keep you safe from now on. Your old owner, whoever it was, they didn't care that they were leaving you out on the streets to fend for yourself. They didn't give a shit about you. And it's not like the other strays were going to take care of you. You know, show you how to hunt or how to make a fire or even how to collect rain for something to drink. You were lost and alone. Freezing, trying to figure out how the world works. You were so alone. There was absolutely no way you would have been able to make it. It's a shame that you were forced to experience such cruelty so young. You didn't deserve that, pet. But now, you know the worst thing that there is out there. It could be so much worse right now. You could be on the streets, feeling the cold rain beat against your bare skin as you try to take shelter underneath some garbage lids. No fire for warmth, no food to keep you going. It's better here. You're happy you have a place to call home now, aren't you? That's because when you're inside with me, nothing is ever going to get to you. In these four walls, you're mine, kitty. No one can touch you. No one can look at you. No one is even going to think about you without permission from me. In order to get to you, whoever or whatever you're afraid of now has to go through mommy. And I'm not going to let just anyone go through me. You are my most prized possession, kitten. Taking some filthy little stray off the street and turning you into the most precious kitty in the whole wide world. You're doing such a good job letting Mommy in, showing me this vulnerable side of you. You're starting to trust me. That's a good sign. It means you're well on your way to loving me back. You'll be saying I love you too, Mommy, in no time, won't ya? Oh, I just can't wait for the day to hear it from your lips. It's only a matter of time, kitten. Mommy's sure of it. You're going to fall in love with me. Those emotions, they grow stronger every day that passes. And one day it's just going to slip out because you can't help yourself. Because you're so grateful for everything that I've done for you. I took you in. I gave you a place to call your own. Filled you with food and drink. Offered a warm bed. Even affection. And in exchange, all you had to do was be your adorable self. My constant kitty companion. You're just so good at it naturally. I mean, look at the way you fit yourself against me. Slotted perfectly in my lap as you continue to listen to my heartbeats. You're safe. You're all right. Mommy's got you. This is the safest place for you to be. Wrapped up nice and tight in Mommy's arms. We continue to share the same air. My body offering something for you to anchor yourself to. What you should be scared of is the outside world, not Mommy. The outside world is what abandoned you. That's the world that left you to fend for yourself. You can't handle something like that. You're just an itty-bitty kitty, aren't you? I could never do that to you, pets. I love you too much. I care about you far too deeply. You're my first choice. I would pass by that alleyway every day, looking down it. Hoping that one of these days there's going to be a stray that I could take home and give a wonderful life to. I slowly got items that I thought my future pet might like. Then, one day last week, the stars aligned and there you were. I knew the second I laid eyes on you that you were meant to be mine, kitten. I had to save you. I couldn't let you think the world was so cruel. So I took you for myself. And well, you know the rest. You've been living it. Slowly getting used to this new life of yours. It's been a lot for you, hasn't it? And the thunderstorm isn't helping. I can feel how you practically jump with every crack of thunder that shoots across the sky. It's going to be okay, kitten. I promise. You're all right because you're with Mommy. You're always safe when you're with me. I'm not going to let anyone get to you. I don't let anything touch what is mine without permission. You're my pet, aren't you? It's a good feeling to be owned, to be loved and adored like this. Nuzzling against me, making yourself even more comfortable. You feel my hands start to shift lower. starting to play with the fabric of your shirts. It's all right. The only thing you need to be afraid of is a world where you never met me. And that doesn't exist. So you really shouldn't be scared. You're inside now. The storm can't get to you. Not like if you were outside, still taking care of yourself. You wouldn't know what to do. You would be so lost. You would be cold and afraid. Might even be injured if you had asked someone for help and they decided to take advantage of the poor, adorable little stray. Today could have gone so much worse for you. That's why you're starting to realize that this place might not be so bad. All I want to do is love you, kitten. Is that really such a crime? I didn't think it was. It's going to be okay, kitten. You're going to be alright. You're safe when you're with me. You're loved when you're in mommy's arms. That's all you need to worry yourself with. No one else had stopped on the street when you shot them a pathetic look. No one else even thought twice about you as you spent your few nights out in the cold, waiting for someone with a gentle soul to notice you. You were going to end up in some club before you ended up in a home. That was until fate was on your side and you decided to show that sweet face of yours while I was driving home one day. Isn't it funny how the world changes so quickly? I just scooped you up and took you home, and the rest, well, doesn't matter, because we're going to live happily ever after. Oh, it's all right. It's going to be okay. You're still so frightful in my embrace. I can feel how your body trembles against me. Imagine how much worse this would be if you were on your own right now. Your fragile heart wouldn't be able to handle something like this. It's for the best that Mommy took you in and gave you the love and affection that you deserve. Oh, look at you. Nuzzling further into my chest, your eyes flutter shut. You're starting to enjoy your time here, aren't you? You appreciate the comforts of a gilded cage, understanding that it's just a way to keep you safe. A physical manifestation of my love for you, kitten. That's what it is. So focus on what's important and what feels nice. My thighs underneath you, my arms around your waist, my scent fresh in your nose. The more you focus on the good things, the more the storm fades into the background. The thunder gets further away as you listen to my voice. You find yourself getting more comfortable despite your better judgment. Starting to trust Mommy, aren't ya? It's all right, pet. You're okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to keep you safe. Nothing is going to harm you. Not while I'm around. The storm is going to stay outside of these walls while we stay warm and dry in bed just like this. Twisted in the sheets, sharing warmth. It's easy to get lost in the sensations. You start to feel some of that fear wash away as you realize the outside world is the scary place. You're safe in here, aren't you? Oh, clinging tighter to me. It's okay. Oh, you poor little thing. Mommy loves her kitty so much. Yes, I do. Starting to fluster from the affection. It's so adorable how you don't know what to do with yourself. Take every kiss like it's going to be your last. And that somehow makes the next one even sweeter. What you need to do is stop preparing for the worst. You're not alone, kitten. Not anymore. You have mommy by your side. I'm always going to take care of you. That's what it means to love someone as much as I love you. Oh, my poor kitty. Still shaking from the storm. Oh, my goodness. It seems just holding you isn't working enough. You need a bit of a distraction, don't you? Feeling my hands travel lower, your heart starts to pick up. You feel the telltale signs of excitement starting to grow as I squeeze, listening to the sound you make. Do you trust me, Pats? Then I'm going to rearrange you. Give me a second. Helping you off my lap. You easily tumble into the sheets underneath us. My hands quickly grab onto your pants and start to slide them off. Would you look at that? Not wearing any underwear. Didn't know that you slept with such easy access. Mommy's going to have to make a mental note of that somewhere. Eagerly returning my kisses, you wrap your arms around me to pull me closer. Grateful to be able to focus on something besides the storm outside. Taking off your shirts. I reveal the soft skin underneath. My hands instantly start touching, trying to feel everything. Didn't want to push anything on you. Had to let you come to me, kitten. After all, this is your choice. If it gets to be too much, just let me know, okay? Not a bet. Your hand starts to go lower, pressing between my thighs. But instead of finding a pussy, you find something that's hard, but also a bit squishy. Do you want to take a guess as to what that is, kitty? Well, when I heard you making all of this noise, I might have come in prepared with something that always makes me feel better. I decided to put on my strap-on harness and attach my personal favorite toy. It's not a big one. taking my pajamas off. Ugh. It's about 8 inches in length. Heat reactive, so it starts off as purple and turns pink once it gets warm from being inside you. You'll be able to see just how many inches you can take if you can't handle it all. But Mommy's confident you can take it. If I'm able to handle it, then you certainly should. Watching as I shift lower, I spread your legs apart. Not able to take me like this, are you? Which is why I gotta open you up. My tongue licking around the hole. Getting the area nice and wet. Makes such a pretty noise as soon as something fills you up. Doesn't matter what, huh? Keep your eyes on me, pet. There isn't something more interesting than Mommy, is there? Keep your hands to yourself. I don't remember giving you permission to touch yourself or me. There you are, kitten. Starting to get the hang of it. Only do what I say. With my tongue buried as deep inside you as it is, you don't really need to be thinking right now. Oh. Love how your whole relaxes around me. Starting to rock yourself into my mouth, trying to get my tongue further inside you. How cute to think you have any control in this situation. Mommy makes all the calls, remember? Mm. Oh, starting to leak with my spits. You want more, don't you? You watch as I change positions. Feeling the head of the strap just outside your entrance. This is what you want, isn't it, kitty? Listen to you using your words. That a kitty? The strap fits inside your hole so perfectly. Oh, seems my tongue did a great job of prepping you. Starting to thrust my hips back and forth. You wrap your arms around me, trying to bring me closer. You feel my breasts against your own chest as you spread your legs wider, trying to make it as easy on me as possible. What a thoughtful pet you are. I knew I made the right call when I took you home. You're so much better than I thought you would be. So generous, so loving, so sweet. You take what you're given and are happy to just have some affection, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, just let mommy make you feel good, kitty. You deserve it. Forget all about the outside world. The storm raging against the windows. None of it's important. It can't get you in here. You're safe. You're with me. You're loved and you're cared for. That's all that matters. You're not astray anymore. No. Mommy gave you a home. All you are capable of being is a sweet pet, isn't it? The world you left behind made you think that you were smart enough to take care of yourself, that you were brave enough to live a life alone, but you aren't. The outside world took advantage of you, tried to harden you into something you just aren't. You're not meant to be tough, kitty. That's not who you have ever been. You're an obedient little thing, happily being split open on mommy's strap. You love being praised and adored because it's what you deserve. The people on the outside didn't understand that. They didn't understand you, which is why you were so neglected. You wouldn't have survived the night out there in these conditions. No, no, no. It's a good thing I found you and took you in when I did. After all, it feels good to be fucked in your own bed, doesn't it? Knowing that as soon as you come, you're going to get to pull the covers up and go to sleep. Me against your back, keeping you warm, making sure no one breaks in the middle of the night to take you from me. Oh, you wouldn't fight them off. No, I wouldn't let you. I would tell you to stay right where you are so I could protect you. You love my company, are thrilled with any ounce of attention you get. You do your best to make a good impression on everyone. You try so hard every day. I see it, kid, and I do. And I'm proud of you for the steps you're taking. You're doing such a good job getting used to being an owned kitten. It's a big change for a stray like yourself, but you're doing a good enough job. Tonight is the biggest improvement yet. Taking my straps so easily, you almost asked for it. We're getting there. Soon you'll be begging for a taste of mommy's strap, wanting to feel my cock stretching you open. It feels nice to have your hole filled, doesn't it? Knowing it's not some stranger's is the best relief for you. It almost makes you come on the spot, knowing you're being fucked by someone who actually cares about you. You're not used to being treated like you're important. Most people see you as a filthy stray, don't they? That just hurts my heart. It took someone like Mommy to take pity on you. You were just so pathetic out there, all alone and dirty, looking for someone to call an owner. Now you have one. You're just learning to be grateful for it. Your body has recovered, but your mind hasn't. It still thinks there's a reason to be afraid. Despite the storm being outside and you not getting wet, it's just not clicking. Don't you worry. I'm not going to let a single drop of rain get on you, kitty. You're better than that. That's something old you had to worry about. The new you? The one that's well-loved? Doesn't have to worry about any of that. You've come so far since then. It's important to focus on the good things, isn't it? Yeah. Like how my strap feels fucking you. Your hips rocking with me, working in tandem. Every grind of your hips pushes you that much closer to the edge as my hand slithers between our bodies. Oh, starting to rub you in time with my thrusts. Oh, shh. It's all right, kitten. I've got you. Mommy's right here. Mommy's going to take care of you. You just relax. Let Mommy do what she does best. After all, my hands feel so wonderful moving against you like this, don't they? Yeah. Oh, so precious. Your moans tell me everything that your words can't. Starting to stumble over your own tongue. It's just so adorable. You somehow get even cuter the more composure you lose. Sweat starts to bead on your forehead as you pull me closer. Scratching down my back. Oh, yeah. You wrap your legs around me, pulling my hips even closer, having the strap reach that much deeper. Oh, yeah. What a good kitty for Mommy, making sure I feel good too. The way you're bucking your hips causes the toy to grind just right against my G-spot. Oh, yeah. There you are, pet. You take it so good. Oh, yes. What a lovely kitten you are. Oh, you're just happy that you're doing something well for once, aren't you? Yeah. No critiques are telling you how you can get better. Mommy's so proud of you, kitten. Keep it up. Make mommy come. I'll let you fall asleep on my strap tonight. It'll give you something to focus your attention on besides the outside world. Oh, those thoughts of your previous life that just fill your head will simply fade away. Filling your mind with naughty thoughts. You're going to have such pleasant dreams, pet. So you're going to do your best to make me come, right? I'm already so close. It's not going to take much work. Just rock your hips with me. It's okay. Mommy's got you. Yeah. Oh, like that, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Follow mommy's lead. You're all right. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, getting closer. Are you gonna let go? Are you going to be a good kitten and come with mommy? Oh. Prove it to me. Make me proud, kitty. You can do it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's go. Be a good pet. Come for mommy. No. It's okay, kitten. It's all right. You did such a good job. I'm so proud of you, pet. Did you enjoy yourself? It was the first time you let me touch you like that. I was taken aback when you agreed to it. Such a skittish thing since coming here. I was trying to give you space and respect it. Seems you didn't want that tonight, did you? It's all right, pet. I'm here. I've got you. Getting us more comfortable. I'm going to make good on that promise and keep my strap inside you. It feels good to have something physical to distract you with, doesn't it? Now, you need to keep it warm all night long. It's going to be a bit of a challenge for you, considering we've never done anything like this before. But since you're going to be sleeping like this, my perfect little spoon, I figured it would be a good chance to try it out. You can't fall asleep, so it's time to fill that head with something better than your own thoughts. No more distractions, no more memories of your old, rotten life. That's just not who you are. Not anymore. You're safe here. You're with mommy now. Mommy's going to make sure you are all right. You don't need to worry about anything. Not while I'm around. I'll protect you from it all. So close your eyes, kitty. The storm isn't going to get you in here. That's it, pet. Getting yourself comfortable. Whatever helps. I'm not going anywhere. I'm too proud of you. Took my strap so well. Came so prettily for me. Definitely going to need you to make those sounds for me again. You're just too fucking cute when you're coming apart like that. God, I love you so much it hurts, kitty. And I know you'll get there one day. You might not be able to say you love me back, but I can feel it. Those walls are starting to come down. You're letting me in. Every day you let me in just a bit more. You're making such amazing progress. You don't even realize how far you've come in such a short amount of time because it's all been so natural. You're my pet and I'm your owner. The more time you spend locked in the house with me, the more you understand it. Mommy's not here to hurt you. I could never, ever, ever do that. Mommy is here to protect you. Mommy is here to keep you safe from everything and everyone around you. They all want to take you away from me, and I am not going to let that happen. So close your eyes and get some sleep, kitty. It will all be over in the morning, and Mommy is going to stay right here throughout the entire night. Yes, I am. You're not alone anymore, kitty. You have Mommy. So sleep well and keep my strap warm, okay? That's my kitten. Mommy loves you. Let's get some sleep together.